My dear respected friends, when Shaitan disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he took a vow. He made a dua, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted. That I am going to mislead all your servants and take them into Jahannam. And mashallah, alhamdulillah, in this time and era, he's doing an excellent job. Far excellent job, I should say. He's pulling the people into Jahannam without them knowing they're going into Jahannam. Though they got big beards, dress Shara'an, read the Salah, but underneath they don't know what is Shaitan doing to them. Come save yourselves, selves. Come save yourselves, my friends. Fight the Shaitan. Fight your nafs. Till you don't get your nafs under control, you will not get Shaitan in control. Shaitan is the most cunning creation of Allah. He knows how to trouble every single mu'min. He knows that this is the weakness of this mu'min, weakness of this mu'min, weakness of this mu'min. And he's going to tackle you on these weaknesses. Now Allah hasn't left us alone. Allah has put his assistance there. Like Mawlana Ibrahim Maimon has spoken about tazkiyah and about zikr. Please, my friends, don't run away from the tazkiyah. Don't run away from the zikr. Are you running away from Allah's name? Are you running away from changing? Are you running away from purifying your souls? Then from who are you running? Are you running from Allah? Or are you running from Shaitan and your nafs? Come, change your views, my dear respected friends. Your views got to be changed. Your mind's got to be changed. You got to make a timetable. You'll find time for everything morning to evening. But unfortunately, we do not have time to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the most hurtful thing to Shaitan is taking the name of Allah. For the hadith teaches us, إِذَا ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ خَنَسَ. When you make the zikr of Allah, Shaitan moves away. وَإِذَا غَفَلَ دَنَسَ. And when you become unmindful, he puts the evil thoughts into you. Come, my dear respected friends. I need each one of you. I virtually beg you. I lift my hands. I cry. That start the Bara Tasbih. This Bara Tasbih is going to help you in purifying your heart, purifying your soul, connecting you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, strengthening your iman, and a lot of benefits which I have seen over the many, many years in many, many of my associates that have punctually did the Bara Tasbih, that their lives have changed. Don't run away from it. If you are running away and you do not start this Bara Tasbih, and you do not make this Bara Tasbih every single day, you are not interested in change. You are not interested in the Akhirah. You are not interested in the love of Allah. You are not interested in the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who is losing? Am I losing? Is the public losing? No, you are losing. So come, my dear respected friends, for your own spiritual upliftment, for your own cleansing of your souls, for your own change, start your Bara Tasbih. Who of you are not making Bara Tasbih and want to now start Bara Tasbih? Please put up your hands. Don't be shy, put up your hands. If you got 50 people that put up your hands after the program, please go behind. Don't let Shaitan take you elsewhere and not start that zikr. I take the oath of Allah Qasam of Allah, that do this barat tasbih every single day without fail. And if your life don't change within 1 year, there is something wrong somewhere. For the name of Allah is so powerful, which all the speakers are speaking about. If that name of Allah does not change you, then it's not worth worshipping Allah. Believe me, it's not worth worshipping Allah. Allah is so powerful, my dear respected friends. Start the Barat Tasbih and you will see your life change. You don't have to be my murid. You can be any sheikh's murid, but start the Barat Tasbih. And do it regularly every single day. Like how you feed yourself with some food from the time you get up to you go and sleep. Make it a habit. And that is where the Mujahidah is going to come in. Where you are going to fight. That from the time you get up until you go to bed at night, you make the Barat Tasbih. We are going to start you very short. Only 200 La ilaha illallah. And 400 illallah. Only 6 tasbihs, which takes between 11 and 15 minutes. Have you got no 11 and 15 minutes every day to spend? In rectifying yourself of changing. Then, my dear respected friends, you might as well give up being a Muslim. Really. You are not interested. Come, my dear respected friends. Change, you are going to be happy about it. Don't change. Really, my dear respected friends, you will suffer the consequences after your eyes close. Save yourselves. Save yourselves, my dear friends. Save yourselves. Nobody can save you. You can only save yourself with the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the nur of the heavens and the earth. That nur, Allah does not distribute it like how the sun distributes its shine. This nur of Allah, you got to draw it. And it gets drawn by making the Barat Tasbih of Allah. Now imagine that nur of Allah coming into your heart, into your soul, drop by drop by drop by drop. Is it going to change you or isn't it going to change you? You're all going to say, yes, it will change. So powerful is the nur of Allah. But my dear respected friends, before you leave the gathering, make up your resolution that no day will I ever sleep until and when I have not made my Barat Tasbih zikr. And I guarantee you, inshallah, within a year, you will see the difference in your life. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy on you. Trust me, my dear respected friends. If you've got no trust, you are not going to start the zikr. So whether you're an alim, whether you're an orderly man, a businessman, a doctor, a laborer, whatever you are, it is noble to take the name of Allah. Do the Barat Tasbih. It is our mashayikh that have formulated this procedure. That a special procedure to do is they will teach you after the majlis. And if you do it according to the procedure and do it every day with concentration, soon you will reach the marifat of Allah. So my dear respected friends, start the zikr and make the zikr and change your life. And learn to fight your nafs. Go for jihad and make every single day mujahidah. Go against your nafs. Do not feed your nafs. For never ever trust your nafs. Your nafs is always going to take you towards the wrong. Even if it be a right thing it tells you to do. It is going to tell you to do the right thing to take you away from a better thing. Don't trust it. And Allah will bring that nafs of yours in control. And it will bring it in such control that it will only follow in conformity with the laws of Allah and Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But you got to play your part first before Allah plays his part. So play your part and Allah will play his part. And you will reach the pinnacle of taqwa, inshallah. Easy, my friend, it's not difficult. Don't make it difficult upon yourself. The mujahidah himself is difficult. So all of you that are going to be interested, the namaz is definitely going to be delayed a little bit. The personnel will be waiting for you at the back to take your names down and your contact. We do alhamdulillah with Allah shukr for the last 3-4 months. Every single day after Fajr in the Khanqah Masjid here, have a zikr majlis. The more they get together, the more the people nur come and more express to more of the people. Like there's a difference between one drop of rain and 20 drops of rain. So if there are 20 people making zikr, 20 drops come down. So everybody gets wet. So don't be stingy at home and only keep your one drop there. Bring your one drop here. Everybody bring another drop here. And the more drops there are, the more it is going to be bringing nur into the whole majlis, and together your lives will change. Believe me, the benefits of making Bharat Tasbih, I can speak till late at night, but if you have made up your mind that it is not for me, I don't want to change. I don't want to make zikr. I will do something else. That will lead me to the marifat and recognition of Allah. First step, shaitan got you. Second step, your nafs got you. Follow it. The consequences is yours. It's not me. By you starting Bharat Zikr, brings no feather in my cap. I am only trying to help yous because I love yous and I want yous to be successful and I want yous to go to Jannah and enjoy the gardens of Jannah which Allah has promised. But you need somebody to lead you to it. And that is where the bayat takes place. So those that are interested in bayat, that is what they actually called me for. I mean, dead for many, many days. But they requested, and if I don't come also, I get sinful. If I come, then also, I'm in a little bit of a hard time because of my illness. But Allah gives the strength for everything. So only those people must become bayat, who from the bottom of their hearts want to become bayah. You are not forced to become bayah. Like we're saying in Indonesia, if you get supermarkets like Pick and Pay, you get ShopRite, and many other supermarkets you get here. You get one that is knockout also, they knock you out also. Go shop where you want to. Nobody forcing you to shop anywhere. Go become bayah with whoever you want to. Your hearts must be contented with who you want to become bayah. Become bayat bat and do your zikrs and you will find the difference, inshallah. I have 2 conditions for people that intend to take the bayah. The first condition is, if in any way anybody forced you to become bayat, then your bayat is null and void. Number 2, if you are bayat to a sheikh and your sheikh is alive and he is not from the silsila of our spiritual mentor, as the Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi, then my dear respected friends, if you take a bayat again, your bayat is also null and void. For our spiritual mentor, the Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi, openly written in Abbeti, a woman cannot have 2 husbands, nor can a murid have 2 sheikhs. The reason given behind it is, you cannot practice to be a Hanafi and a Shafi at the same time. You sit in the wuzu one day, you're making wuzu like a Hanafi, the next day you're making like a Shafi. Then you might as well just become a Salafi. So my dear respected friends, that is the second condition. And my dear respected friends, you are taking bayat with Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi. If I have to sit and explain to you the great stages he has reached in the eyes of Allah, it will take many hours to discuss that. Only one thing which can bring to your mind, my dear respected friends, that in an entire world, after the recitation of the Quran-e-Kareem, Which is the kitab that is most read? It's the Fazail kitab. We all accept it, isn't it? Now if Allah Ta'ala has accepted the kitab, how much more hasn't He accepted the author? Which is our spiritual mentor, the Shaykh Maulana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi. And if you are going to be attached to him, Allahu Akbar. I don't want to speak anything more than that, my dear. You can comprehend yourself what you are going to benefit out of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi personally. So those that intend becoming bayat, say after me. Say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is no one worthy of worship but Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his true prophet. I bring faith in Allah, in his angels, in his holy books, on all his prophets, on taqdeer, whether it be good or bad, and to be raised after death. I repent from all my sins, whether major or minor, and I make a promise, I will not commit any sin, and if I commit a sin, I will repent immediately. O Allah, accept my repentance, include me amongst your pious servants, give me tawfiq from your pleasures, and in the total obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have become bayat with Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mulana Muhammad Zakariya, Rahmatullah alayhi. Those brothers that have become bayat for the first time, please meet the personnel at the back. And all the brothers that have put up their hands truly to change and start the Bara Tazbi, go into the next tent while we are making zikr in this tent till the brothers move off. But please be aware that shaitan don't get you while you're going or while you're sitting, and your nafs don't take you away. So brothers that want to start the Bara Tazbi, please go to the back, we are waiting for you. The other brothers start making zikr. You can make any zikr you want to. Make the zikr of La ilaha illallah. So the zakirins make zikr, and those that aren't making the zikr, go and start your zikr at the back, and inshallah do it with punctuality. Allah will elevate you, inshallah. My du'as will be with you, inshallah. And the jama'at's du'as will be with you, and Allah assist you. Wa akhir dawana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.